Well, we've talked many times on Cambridge 105 Radio about the effect of the pandemic and COVID and just life in general on young people. One of the centres in Cambridge that works so hard to help our local youngsters is Centre 33. I'm joined on the line by Gavin Chappell-Bates. Hi, Gavin.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. Good to catch up. For those who don't know, just remind us what Centre 33 does exactly.
Sure, we're a local charity. We've been we were founded in Cambridge in 1981, so we're almost 40 years old, and we support young people across the whole of the county with practical issues and their emotional needs, so that young people can basically come talk to us about anything that's worrying them.
And that can be sort of life things through to personal things, any range of stuff.
Yeah, so we support young people with mental health, sexual health, housing, homelessness, employment, those young people that have caring responsibilities. So it's a real wide range, and often young people come to talk to us may have a variety of different needs. They may have complex needs. They may not know why they need to come and speak with us. They just feel like they need to talk to someone, and then together with them we'll unpick that and help them work a way through that.
I can imagine then that the pandemic and everything we've all been through for the vast majority of this year must have had a profound effect on your work.
Yeah, so I mean, we obviously know the pandemic's affected everyone. It's had an impact on young people. We know from our statistics and our data in talking to young people that we've seen an increase in demand for our services, and we've also seen a negative impact on young people. So of the young people we've spoken with in the last 9 months, over a third have reported a deterioration in their mental health and an increase in anxiety. And they're also reporting concerns about many other things, unsurprisingly about education, about exams, things like boredom, having a lack of stimulus. Some young people have become isolated and therefore loneliness is becoming an issue. The nature of the lockdown has caused conflict and, you know, troubles in some relationships. And then we're seeing that because of the lockdown situations, there's been a decrease in support networks around young people. So you put all that together, and yes, it's a difficult picture for many young people.
And have you had to work differently yourselves? Because I would imagine a lot of what you do is face-to-face stuff at Clarendon Road, isn't it? Clarendon Street.
Yeah, so, I mean, predominantly before, sort of pre-COVID, we all of our services were predominantly face-to-face, not all of them, but mostly. So we had to adapt very quickly. No one knew what was happening at the time, and obviously, I suppose most charities, most organisations had to sort of pivot. So all of our services have continued. We've just switched to sort of remote models. So whether that's using video calls or phone calls. So we're still continuing to offer counselling. We're still providing group work where we offered that before. And, you know, traditionally our model was having sort of drop-in centres in Cambridge and in other locations. Obviously, we can't physically do that at the moment. So instead, we are sort of doing that virtually by people are able to phone in, they're able to email, contact us via social media or WhatsApp or by text. So we tried to keep as many channels open as possible. And when the sort of pandemic hit, we were aware that there's a lot of vulnerable young people out there. So the team spent a lot of time making phone calls to those young people that we were quite concerned about the impact of that. So, yeah, the team have worked really hard to support young people as much as possible.
Is it just me, or is there actually probably a positive side to this? I can imagine quite a lot of young people would prefer that sort of online interaction. They may feel a bit more comfortable with it.
So, yeah, I mean, certainly there are positives. We've had to adapt quite quickly as an organisation. So we've learned lots of new skills, learned to use lots of new technology. And as you say, young people are more au fait with using these platforms. The problems arise where there are young people that potentially might not have access to digital technology. So not every young person's got a phone or an iPad or a tablet. They may not be able to afford data. They may not have access to the internet. And even when they do, they may be in a home environment where they don't feel they've got a comfortable or a safe, secure place where they can make a call that's confidential and is potentially sensitive. So we're doing everything we can, but we understand that there are still young people where it doesn't quite work. So we're having to try and think around that. So but there are positives, but it's unfortunately not all perfect.
I get you. So you got your Christmas campaign launched and up and running. Well, tell us about it. What's it about? What are you aiming to achieve?
Sure. So it's called Good Giving. So we're asking people to help support Centre 33 this year to help us make a positive impact to young people's lives. As a charity, as we were just talking about, we've adapted quite a lot in the last 9 months. That has brought with it sort of challenges and costs to the charity. We've had to, like many organisations, had to adapt to supporting home working for our staff. We've had to work with increased demand for our services, and we've had to sort of purchase new equipment, and the environment is ever changing. So really, we're aiming to raise £3,000 to help us support young people with their changing needs and meet the challenges that the changing environment poses. So we're asking people to either make a donation or to give a gift donation in lieu of possibly giving a Christmas present to someone else. So we know there's lots of people that are facing difficulties this Christmas. So if you can give just a little bit to Centre 33, then we would be very grateful.
But that is actually that's a really reasonable amount. When people announce targets, it's usually got an awful lot of noughts after it, and yours hasn't. That's a very reasonable amount you're asking for, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, we're a local charity. We're not a massive charity. We rely on the local community. We've been here for 40 years, and that's in part because of the support we receive from local businesses, from individuals, monthly donors, from the local community. We hope we've set that at a reasonable amount. We appreciate that everyone's being asked to give more and to dig into their pockets. And we also know that this is a difficult time for a lot of people. So if people feel comfortable giving, then please give. If they don't, then maybe they can share our message. So in whatever way you can support, that would be appreciated.
Absolutely, because you're right. I mean, a lot of people have got a lot of worries at the moment. A lot of people have got job worries and money worries. But there's also the other group of people who've actually, their jobs have been secure throughout the pandemic, sure, who perhaps working from home haven't got the travel costs, haven't got the coffees and the lunches they go out and buy every day. Actually, some people do have some extra disposable income, and really now's the time to use it, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah. And we've seen lots of generosity since the start of lockdown from our supporters. So, and I know other charities have as well. And one of the great things about this country is we know that when people can, they will give. So, we're very lucky in that respect, I think.
So how can people donate? What's the best way?
So the best way is to go to our website, which is centre33.org.uk, and all the details will be on our homepage. There'll just be a nice easy link that you can go through to, and it'll just be a donate page. You can choose your amount, and if you are donating in lieu of a present, then we'll send you a certificate which you can send on as a gift certificate.
Excellent. Just to prove to somebody you did do it. Yes.
Yes, to prove that you did it, yeah.
Gavin, always good to catch up with you. Well done to everybody at Centre 33 for keeping that support in place for youngsters who we do know all need it at the moment. Have yourself on. Is it too early to wish you a Merry Christmas? I don't think so. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon.
Too.
Thanks, Gavin. Cheers.